This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another Pod Blast for the greatest WWE wrestler of all time. I'm Aaron George, and joining me today is, man, he's just an awesome guy, Mr. Ben Morse. Ben, how you doing?
Oh, you're an awesome guy, AG. I'm happy to be here, man. Finally, getting in on the pod blasting excitement.
Boom!
You know, this pod blast craze is taking off, and God knows I want to be right there with it.
Yes, and while we are currently having a love fest for each other, I don't know if the wrestler today is going to be a love fest between us. Who are we talking about today, Ben?
We are talking about the one, the only Christian, Captain Charisma. I'm sure he has some other nicknames that I'm forgetting, but, you know, well-tenured WWE superstar, recently retired, recently forced into retirement. And yeah, when I brought up that we could do Christian, I thought it was going to be a love fest, but apparently you have other thoughts on the charismatic one.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can call him the charismatic one. I can call him the creepy one. We could be on that border there. So, like, just off the top of your head, quickly, like when you think greatest 100 WWE wrestlers, where do you think Christian lies? Just off the top of your head, quick.
Sure. I mean, he's in the bottom 50 for sure, but I do think he makes it into the bottom 50.
Yeah, I think I'm probably not too far off there. Like I like to play a lot that I hate Christian. I don't actually hate him. It's not a pure loathing.
I think that means a lot to him.
I know, right? Please relay that message to him when you talk to him. but I do feel he has some warts.
Sure.
So as everybody knows, we're using the NJPW category system for this ranking, and the first N is in the nuance department. How do you think he falls in the nuance? I mean, it's kind of a vague category, but what are your thoughts there?
It's a vague category, but I think he's a guy who does pretty well with nuance. He does the little things well. He's a very complete package as a wrestler. He's not a guy who falters. You know, obviously he can have good matches. Obviously he can give decent promos. He's versatile, and to me, that's kind of what nuance means. It means it's not just being able to go out and have great ladder matches. It's being able to go out and have a great match where it's just you and another guy. I'm thinking specifically to his feud with Randy Orton over the world title, I believe in 2011. He had just great straight matches that didn't need any gimmicks or anything like that. He was beautiful in the ring, but he's good at all the gimmick matches too. So That was my interpretation of nuance. You might have a different interpretation, Aaron.
No, I actually think this is probably the category he's strongest in for me. Mm-hmm. I think he works as a tag wrestler very well. Works as a singles wrestler very well. He's decent as a face and as a heel, which I think is helpful as well. The only thing, I mean, like, when in nuance, you also got intangibles, right? And I think for me, the only thing with him is that I found when he was pushed at a top level, like tippy top, like to the world title.
Right.
To me, he felt out of place there.
Interesting.
Like it felt like Randy Orton was wrestling with a mid-card wrestler.
Interesting.
And whenever Christian did win, it felt like a fluke or an upset.
See, I felt before he left for TNA in 2005, he definitely felt out of place, because I know they put him in some of the main events with Cena and with Chris Jericho, and he was definitely your tried and true upper mid-carder, and I would have agreed with you. He looked very out of place in a main event tippy-top feud. But there was something about him being the one guy who said, all right, I'm doing fine in WWE, but I'm going to go give it a shot in TNA to kind of boost my career a little, which I think was incredibly savvy. And I know we're not counting his TNA work here, because this is greatest WWE wrestler of all time. But I do think there's something to be said for him leaving and coming back better than before. And when he did come back, he had, to me, my favorite run of his, which was him as singles ECW champion in WWE's version of ECW. He had some fantastic matches with guys who were not necessarily known for their classic matches. I'm talking Jack Swagger, Tommy Dreamer, Zack Ryder, aging gracefully William Regal. But Christian had good matches with all those guys. And by the time he got to his feud with Orton over the world title, I was ready to accept him as a main event level threat. But I'm with you partially, because I think the bulk of his career, they couldn't push him quite to the main event, and that does count against him.
Yeah, and I think it did hurt that it's not his fault at all.
No.
But he got almost got the push as a result of Edge getting injured.
No, no doubt he did.
And
no
I think, like, again, it's not his fault, but it did make him, again, look like a replacement. But
sure.
I see your company, and I will agree that I think the ECW run is probably my favorite run of his, too, as a single star.
Mm-hmm. Well, it gave him a chance to really own something. At that point, ECW, I have a soft spot. I love WWE's version of ECW for what it was. I mean, to me, it was NXT before it was NXT. Once they kind of worked the kinks out and it was really ECW in name only, and once it really just became like kind of this island of misfit toys for either veteran guys like Matt Hardy or Christian or young up-and-comers like Zack Ryder and the New Breed, those types of guys, I think it became really valuable. And Christian is the prime example of someone using that third brand to his utmost advantage, being the big fish in a small pond for the first time in his career. That's what he had just done in TNA. He was a big fish in a small pond. And then he got to come back and do the exact same thing in ECW. And I think he came off like a star. And then, to your point, every time he's involved with Edge, he looks like a little less of a star because he becomes off as Edge Jr. And I agree with you that him getting the title as a result of Edge's injury does hurt him a little bit. I'm actually curious if Edge hadn't gotten injured, what the plans would have been for him, because I feel like they were planning to turn him heel anyways, and he would have just ended up feuding with Edge instead of Orton. And historically, despite their chemistry as a tag team, I don't think him and Edge have the best matches. So
no.
I think he lucked out in that sense, because Orton was a perfect partner for him.
Well, the Orton series is great, and that actually brings us probably, I think, to our next category, which is jump up factor, which includes like greatest matches, greatest moments, stuff like this. I think as a singles wrestler, I would argue probably this series with Orton is probably his greatest single series of matches. What do you think?
I would agree with you. Yeah, absolutely. I think he had great chemistry with Orton. They clashed a couple times early on in Orton's career when Orton was a babyface, actually. People don't really remember that, but he had a brief feud with Christian after he lost the world title, and you could see from there that they had a lot of potential. When they hooked back up in, I'm going to keep saying 2011, even though it might be 2010. When they hooked back up, it was gold. That was when, I think it was 2011, because I feel like they had a great world title match on the same card where Punk and Cena wrestled for the WWE title. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah, they have the one at Money in the Bank 2011.
Right.
That's the one that Christian wins the title because Orton gets himself disqualified. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they had a great rematch at SummerSlam where Orton won the title back. I think for sure his matches with Orton are the best of his career. But you know what? I don't want to forget either his WrestleMania 20 match with Chris Jericho.
Strong.
That's kind of a hidden gem where Trish Stratus turns on Jericho and goes with Christian. And Christian, if you want to talk about feeling like a main event guy following that win when he was on the stage making out with Trish, he definitely felt like he belonged there, creepy though he is.
I would also
I'll give you that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you concede any point, it would be that one. I would also add as an added gem his match at the 2013 SummerSlam with Alberto Del Rio.
Yes.
It's buried underneath probably two of the greatest matches in SummerSlam history, but that match with Del Rio is slick and amazing.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say like it on a many other SummerSlams, it might be close to the top match on the show.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna say that is a good match. I like that match a lot. And I'm not, I think, pretty famously, or hopefully famously, after this is done, we may have to do another one on Del Rio because he's a guy I have strong opinions on. I do not care for him at all. I may have to do that one with Justin because I know Justin has a man crush on Del Rio. But yeah, I thought Christian had great chemistry with Del Rio. I keep bringing up that word chemistry. I think Christian's just a guy who slots in well with people. It's all the sadder that him and Edge didn't have that classic feud because he seems to get on well with so many other guys. But whether it's Orton or Del Rio or Jericho, he just is able to slot in and become the kind of wrestler they need to have a good match. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, my problems with Christian in this segment is, aside from, I guess, the world title win, you don't get a lot of big moments from Christian. And the other thing I feel with him is that he's kind of the king of like the three-star match. Like, he's got a lot of good matches. Like, there's a lot of really good, and then sometimes they veer a little below, maybe they veer a little high, but he's a very mid-level match guy, except with a few exceptions. Obviously, you got the TLCs with Edge, which is the tag stuff. I found his normal tag team match with his Edge to be a little disappointing. I just recently rewatched 99 and 2001, and they have a bunch, and again, they're fine, but like the TLC is just such a step up that it's almost alarming.
And they were more character guys then. They weren't really in-ring stars during the Attitude Era. It was interesting because you had Edge and Christian, who ostensibly could wrestle, but they kind of found their groove in the heel tag run more as character guys and just didn't have to do as much in the ring. And I do think that hampered Christian for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of wish – there's one match I wish we would have had, but they made it like a two-second match. Is when he fought Regal at one of the SummerSlams.
He ended up having a follow-up match with him the next month, which was pretty okay. But I remember that. I remember the two-second match. It was pretty disappointing. You know what? You know who I forgot to throw in there? He had good matches with Ezekiel Jackson, probably the only person to do that. Look, so that's got to count for something.
I hadn't thought of that. I should probably put him at number one on the list with that accomplishment. Next category is promos. This is where I feel he tapers off a little bit for me. Like, I don't mind his little one-off stuff. I just don't feel it holds up very well at all under any scrutiny.
Yeah, he was definitely the lesser promo guy in his team with Edge. I would actually say the best promos of his career, aside from, again, during the Orton feud when he was just transcendent, but the best promos of his career were probably when he was teaming with Jericho. They just had a great knack for each other. But that was, you know, again, it was tag team promos. He was good as a tag team guy who came in and said the line. He didn't really deliver that home run promo that made you want him to win the world title, that made you believe in him. So I'll give you that. He is a little weak on the promo side.
I do think there is a positive, though, that, like, and this is actually a really good contrast for Marty Jannetty, is that he was able to completely carve out his own character after the tag team.
Sure, that's for sure.
It didn't stay he was Edge's partner who went in and out, kind of like how Jannetty was always kind of associated with Michaels. Like,
Christian is absolutely not the Marty Jannetty of Edge and Christian, and that is something to be said because I think everyone assumed he would be.
Yeah, and he did change and evolve, and he did change his character over time too.
Mm-hmm. Once he finally changed his look, I think he got a huge boost once he cut his hair.
Thank God he stopped. Look.
Yeah, stopped wearing the knitted shirts. He definitely was able to get, I think he, you know, got a little more momentum to carry his career. So, you know, he's an okay promo who had potential to do good stuff once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not the worst, but not the best.
Absolutely.
Now, last category, W, work rate. Like, and I can't believe I'm probably going to be this contentious with it, and I'm going to use a match that I talked about glowingly, but I found that in that match with Alberto Del Rio, which I love, he was kind of exposed as having so much of his offense look very soft. Like, if you go on.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you look at some of the back elbows, just the general moves he uses on Del Rio, in contrast to Del Rio's extremely stiff style.
Sure.
It really was kind of eye-opening for me on that level.
No, I don't disagree with you. I will. The point I'll argue, though, is that, well, it's good and well to deliver stiff move once in a while. There's something to be said for being more of a wrestler's wrestler, a guy who can lay stuff in and not necessarily, you know, connect with every move. And I do think Christian is more in that mold. He's definitely, if you look at Del Rio, he's an MMA guy. He's got that skill set. Christian, all he ever was a wrestler. And I think to that end, you know, if you're looking for beautiful spots, if you're looking for chain wrestling sequences, he's your guy. But he's definitely, he's no great shakes when it comes to back elbows and straight fists and kicks to the gut or anything like that. I'll concede that point to you.
Yeah, and the other thing, like, I mean, I'm in no way saying he's bad, because I think he's quite good. But again, this is a thing where we put the microscope on it too, right?
Sure.
Like, I was rewatching the SummerSlam match with Orton, and one of the things that kind of took away from it for me is there were times in the ring where he was doing things that just had no rhyme or reason to them. Like, if you rewatch what he's jumping when he jumps into that RKO,
yeah,
at the end, like, what is he trying to? Like everybody else, like if you look at CM Punk doing it, he's trying to do a clothesline and it gets turned into an RKO. Christian just looked like he was jumping into an RKO.
Right.
And it's a small little thing, but again, it's little things that make the difference
count
in this list,
yeah.
Right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And just out there, too, I hated his finisher.
You hated the kill switch?
Well,
the unprettier?
It's the getting into it.
Yeah. Like, it takes a lot of work to get into. It ultimately looks cool. I think it was at its coolest when Tommy Rogers was using it in ECW as the Tamikaze.
Yeah.
Also because that's a great name. It's a much better name than Unprettier.
Unprettier.
Or Kill Switch.
Yep.
But yeah, I can see your point. Although I prefer him using the Unprettier over adapting the spear from Edge, because he's not a guy who looks like he should be doing a spear.
I hated when Edge used the spear. So
exactly.
Because you can't go from Goldberg and Rhino to Christian.
Exactly. Yeah. It just doesn't work.
So listen, Christian, like you said, back 50 for you, you think?
I think he still falls in the back 50. I think he's comfortably there. I think he's a guy who belongs on the list. You know what? When I actually get down to brass tacks and consider the Orton feud and consider all his great tag work, there's a chance he could sneak into the top 50. But he's going to be right around that cutoff point, around 50 itself.
See, I thought our argument would be top 50 versus bottom 50.
It might be a little, but I'm not. After talking him through, I'm still. I think I'm more on your side of him being in the bottom 50.
Yeah, and I think probably for me, between 60 and 80. I think it seems to make sense. I mean, it'll depend on the scrutiny of other guys as well, but that's.
I'll probably get him more in the 40 to 60 range. So that might be our disagreement, but it's a very small and polite disagreement.
Well, there you go. That's what we think. tell us what you guys think. Keep looking at the Place to Be Nation Facebook group. We have all kinds of discussions about all of these wrestlers. And check out the website, Place to Be Nation, and let's name the greatest WWE wrestler of all time.
Yeah, and if you guys want to talk about it on Twitter, I'm on Twitter as @BenJMorse. I would love to hear from you there. I don't know how many of the PTBN guys have adopted Twitter as their mode of communication, but I'm certainly there, and I need something else to do than talk about comics all day.
I am on Twitter at Aaron D. George, maybe one day on 20, so
you
might get lucky. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Christian, you decide now. Go! If you close your eyes.